Well, good morning, church. It's good to be here with you again.
非常高兴今天能够来到你中间。
In case we don't know each other, my name is Charles.
如果你不认识我的话，我是 Charles 牧师。
And this is Bianca.
我是叫张希林。
Before I get started in my message, I need three helpers. It's a very easy job.
我今天要开始以前，我需要有三个人来帮助我，是一个非常简单的事，请你自愿。
I have three envelopes.
我这边有三个信封。
What I want you to do is take the envelope and not open it.
哎，我需要拿着信封，但不要打开。
And I'm not going to start preaching until the third one gets taken.
第三个有没有人自愿？Okay, Mark.
So the message today is titled "What's in Your Hand?"
今天的信息的主题是你手中是什么东西。
It could just as easily be titled "What's in your pocket?"
也可能说你的口袋里装了什么。
Because what's in our hand and what's in our pocket is important.
在我们手中跟我们在口袋里都是很重要的东西。
Not just do we use things physically that are in our hands, but spiritually also.
不但是我们用的时候，我们平常需要用实际上来用，但是呢，在灵性上，灵里面我们要用。
And I think each and every one of us here today, God has put something in our hands.
我相信每一个人在我们中间的神都把一些东西放在你的手里。
And these are things that he wants to use for his kingdom.
但是他要用你手里的东西来在他的国度里面实行。
And for his glory.
就是为他的荣耀。
And we might think of these things as common everyday things.
我们也许觉得这是很平凡的东西。
And why would the Lord possibly need this?
什么神会用这样平凡的东西来使用呢？
Or want to use this for his kingdom?
来用在他的国度用些什么东西？
The first scripture I'd like us to turn to is in the book of Genesis, chapter 6.
我们今天第一个要看是在创世纪第六章。
We're going to read verses 13 through 14.
我们来看创世纪13 to 14, 第六章六到十二节，十三到十四节。
So God said to Noah, "I'm going to put an end to all people." For the earth is filled with violence because of them. I'm surely going to destroy them and the earth. So make yourself an ark of cypress wood. Make rooms in it and coat it with pitch inside and out. This is how you are to build it. The ark is to be 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, and 30 cubits high. Make a roof for it, leaving below the roof, an opening one cubit high all around. Put a door in the middle of the ark and make lower, middle, and upper decks.
Okay, 这在第十三节到第十六节，神对挪亚说，凡有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一并毁灭。你要用割肥木造一只方舟，分一间间的造，里外抹上松香。方舟的造法乃是这样，要朝三百咒，宽五十咒，高三十咒。方舟上边要留通户处，高一咒。方舟的门要开在旁边，方舟要分上中下三层。
Friends, God asked Noah to build a boat.
神要求挪亚来造一个方舟。
What could be simpler than a boat?
你觉得这方舟有什么很复杂的呢？
But Noah was not a boat builder.
但是呢，挪亚根本从来没有造过船。
And he wasn't by the ocean.
他也没有住在海边。
I don't think he was even by a lake of water.
甚至不是在河边。
But what does it say in verse 22? Chapter 6, verse 22. What does it say that Noah did?
但是我们看第六章二十二节，挪亚怎么说呢？挪亚怎么行呢？
It said that Noah did everything just as God commanded him.
只要是挪亚就这样行，凡神所吩咐的，他就照样行了。
I'm pretty sure Noah did not really understand the assignment.
我相信挪亚一点都不知道他该要做什么。
Has God ever asked you to do something and you're not really sure, well, why?
有时候神要你做一些事，你在觉得很奇怪，我不到底要做，为什么要这样做？
And there's been a few times in my life where I chose not to do it because I didn't understand.
很多时候我也选择我不要做，因为我完全不了解为什么。
But fortunately, most of the time, if we do it, even if we don't understand, God can send blessings and do His work.
虽然有时候我们不了解神为什么要我们做，但神照样会给特别的祝福在里面。
And so if we were to ask Noah, Noah, what's in your hand? He would say, tools for building a ship, building a boat.
And 如果我们在问挪亚，你手中有什么？他说，至少我有工具可以来造这个船。
He probably wasn't even really sure how to use those kind of tools.
他甚至可能不知道怎么样用这些工具。
In the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, we don't have to read it, but it says that Noah did everything out of holy fear, holy reverence for God.
在希伯来书十一章里面讲说，挪亚就这样照样做，是存着一个敬畏的心。
He basically just surrendered and obeyed.
他完全是顺服然后就这样做。
And that's where God can work in our life.
这就是神要在我们生命里所做的。
When we surrender and we obey, even if we don't understand, that's when God can really make some things happen.
当我们愿意完全顺服的时候，神会在我们身上做奇妙的工作。
What's interesting about Noah and the type of wood that God asked him to use?
And 这在挪亚里面，神要求所用的木头是非常有趣的。
Many scholars believe those kinds of trees did not grow in that area at that time.
And 那个时候，很多学者说，那个时候那个地区是没有这样的树木的。
And so, no doubt, Noah looked around him and his sons and thought, "Well, we don't even have that wood."
And 挪亚在看了四周，我们甚至连这个样的木头都没有。
And so, what do you think Noah did about that?
那你觉得挪亚会怎么做呢？
He planted seeds.
哎，他开始先种树。
And a lot of scholars and Jewish tradition tells us that Noah had to wait for those trees to grow.
And 在学者这样在那边研究的时候，他们说，不但他种了树，然后要等这些树要成长。
And then he and his sons chopped them down and used it to build the ark.
And 他跟他的儿子呢，就把这些树给砍掉来造这个方舟。
The point being obedience.
And 最重要的这边是讲说他顺服。
Patience.
And 耐心。
Even if you don't understand why God's asking you to do it.
你甚至你不知道神为什么要求你这样做。
In the book of Exodus, chapter 4,
我们可以看到出埃及记第六四章。
We see Moses, and we come into a scene which is where I get the title of the sermon.
我们可以看到在这个题目里面，在出埃及记里面讲说，神在你的手上用什么，是在第四章里面。
So in Exodus chapter 4, I'm going to read verses 2 through 4.
And 第二到第四节。
Then the Lord said to him, What is that in your hand?
耶和华对摩西说，你手里是什么？
A staff.
是一个手杖。
Was his reply.
And 这他回答的。
The Lord said, Throw it on the ground.
耶和华说丢在地上。
Moses threw it on the ground and it became a snake.
摩西丢下去变成蛇。
And Moses did what we probably would all do.
我想摩西所做事我们都会做。
You run from the snake.
你看到蛇你就赶快逃跑。
And that's exactly what scripture says. He ran.
所以摩西就逃跑。
If I throw this down and it turns into a snake, I'm leaving.
哎，如果你看这手杖下变成蛇，你一定赶快想跑。
Just a common piece of wood.
哎，这是一个普通的一个手杖。
But in Moses' hand and through the power of God.
And 但是因为经过神的能力的话，就看到神的彰显。
Later in Exodus, it tells us that Moses took the staff and he raised it and he parted the Red Sea.
我们可以看到他把手杖举起来的时候，就把红海给分开。
And he took the same staff and he raised it and Israel prevailed in battle.
And 我们可以看到他把手杖举起来的时候，犹太人他们就战胜。
The moral of that story is that a surrendered life, God can work through it and do powerful things.
所以我们在这边可以学到什么呢？就是当我们愿意顺服的时候，神可以用任何普通的东西来成就他的工作。
Someone keep an eye on that.
所以我们真的要好好思想。
In the book of John, chapter 6.
那我们来看一看约翰福音第六章。
I've told you, friends, before that I am from a little place called Nipomo.
我跟你曾经跟你讲，我是从 Nipomo 过来的。
It's just a common, everyday little town.
是一个很小的城市。
And maybe you're from a little town.
也许你也可能是从一个小城来的。
The great thing is God can use common, everyday people.
但是神可以使用非常平凡的人。
One of the most common people in Scripture we find in John chapter 6.
我们可以在圣经里面第六章，约翰福音第六章讲到看一个很平凡的小孩子。
He's so common, he doesn't even get a name.
他甚至是非常的平凡，甚至我没有看到他的名字在里面。
But as soon as I start talking about him, you're going to know who I'm talking about.
但是我一讲到他的话，你就马上知道我在讲谁。
He brought his lunch to a gathering.
他给我们带来吃的食物。
Two loaves and five fishes.
五饼二鱼。
A common everyday meal. It'd be like a bologna sandwich.
就像你吃一个三明治一样，就是很普通的东西。
And as I mentioned, Scripture doesn't even tell us this little boy's name.
这边没有讲这孩童叫什么名字。
And if you've ever raised little boys or little girls, do they make their own lunch?
如果说你平常有小孩子的，他们会不会给自己做午餐呢？
Who makes lunch for the little kids?
通常是谁给做午餐？
Yeah, the parents. Probably the mom, right?
Sorry, I'm trying to get that.
Oh, you're fine.
Okay. I think that one's missing. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Yeah.
所以通常是母亲是为孩子做午餐的。
So picture this, a mother is at home 2,000 years ago packing her son's lunch.
在2000年前，这母亲为她的儿子做午餐。
And we don't know her name, and she's not even mentioned in Scripture.
在母亲的名字我们也不知道。
Do you think she realized the lunch she was packing was going to be used by the Messiah?
你能够想象她所把这个午餐准备好能够被神所使用吗？
That the King of the Universe was going to use this lunch.
这个宇宙的王居然要用这个简单的平凡的午餐。
And he was going to feed 5,000 people with it.
会让5,000人吃饱。
That is the kind of God we serve.
这就是我们要侍奉的神。
He can take a bologna sandwich.
可以用一个很小的一个三明治。
And feed all of us at lunch in about 30 minutes down the stairs.
在30分钟后也许会把我们所有人都喂饱。
In Luke chapter 5.
在路加福音第五章。
There's a man named Peter that we know well.
我们可以看到这边有一个人我们非常熟悉，就是彼得。
I am not like Peter.
我跟彼得非常不一样。
He is very bold and outspoken.
他是一个非常勇敢、很敢讲话的人。
We would call it a type A personality.
我们是讲他说是一个人格，是一个 type A 的一个人格。
He is a mover and a shaker.
他是一个能够震动事情的一个人。
Kind of like Anderson is. He's a mover and a shaker.
就像 Anderson 的个性一样。
You know where you stand when you talk with Anderson.
当你跟他讲话的时候，你知道他会要表达什么。
And this is a good thing.
这是一个好的事情。
So in Luke chapter 5, I'm going to read verses 4 through 6.
我们来看路加福音第五章四到六节。
Before I start reading it, keep this in mind. Peter was an experienced fisherman.
我们可以在这边要记得彼得是一个非常有经验的渔夫。
He'd been working all night.
他整个晚上打鱼。
He was tired and ready to go home.
他非常非常疲倦，他想要放弃了。
He didn't catch any fish.
他没有捕捉到任何的鱼。
When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night." And haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets.
讲完了，对西门说：“把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。”西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打到什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。”
I think if I was Peter, I would have explained to the Messiah that he's mistaken.
如果我是彼得的话，我跟弥赛亚说你犯了个错误。
And Peter did explain it, but Scripture says he did what the Lord said.
所以西门说是的，我已经他在那边解释，我们整个晚上打鱼没有捞到什么，但是他仍然顺服神去这样做。
Are you like me in your prayer life, where you explain some things to God, and that if He would do it this way, everything would be just right?
常常有的时候你就像我一样，常常你会跟神解释，如果我们这样做的话，就会可以。
And in verse 6, it goes on to explain to us, when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break.
当他们这样下了网以后，那个就圈住许多鱼，那网险些破开。
I've had some times and experiences in my life where the Lord did so much more than I thought he would.
And 在我的生命里面，我常常有很多的经历，就是神所做的比我能够想象的更多。
My prayers were for this.
我的祷告是只有到这样子。
And he would do this.
但他的成全的祷告是这样子。
And I would just, my wife and I, we talk about this, how incredible he can answer these prayers, some we don't even pray.
And so 有时候他能够成就我们的祷告，有虽然我们有时甚至没有很清楚的祷告出来。
The moral of that story is,
是因为这样子。
Surrender leads to transformation.
And 当我们愿意顺服的话，就会有转变。
And transformation leads to a mission.
And 当转变的时候，让我们有一个有个宗旨。
As in a mission for us, for our life, the path that God has laid out for us.
要看到我们的生命的一个特别的神给我们摆上，让我们要所做的事情。
In the book of Revelation, which is at the end of the Bible.
在启示录在最后一章，在新约最后一章。
In chapter 1.
第一节第一章。
By the way, can I tell you, friends, that the book of Revelation is the only book of the Bible.
我能不能跟你分享，就是在启示录在唯一的在圣经里面。
That promises a blessing if you read it.
如果你好好读的话，是当它会有祝福的应许。
Look at verse 3. This isn't in my notes. This is free.
我们跟你分享启示录一章
Chapter 1, verse 3.
Verse 3.
It says this, Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near.
念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载都是有福的，因为日期近了。
Yeah, there's no other book in the Bible that gives a blessing like that.
And 没有任何的一卷书像这边讲的有这么多的祝福。
And maybe you're like me, you read it and you're like, I don't understand the whole book of Revelation.
And 你可能跟我一样说，我读启示录，我根本读不懂在什么。
There's horns and dragons and wrath and
有号角，有恐龙，然后有很多的灾难。
But I read it because it promises a blessing. I want to be blessed.
And 我真的要读，因为这里面讲到说神要给我们很多祝福。
Okay, back to what's in my notes.
好，我们再来看。
In verse 16, chapter 1, verse 16.
第一章第十六节。
Have you ever wondered what's in Jesus's hands right now?
你想想看，你觉得耶稣的手上是拿着什么？
It's been right here all along, and I discovered it for me like this last week.
所以我上个礼拜才发现这件事情。
Some of you probably knew this.
所以有些人可能知道。
You should have told me.
你应该跟我讲。
In his right hand he held seven stars, and coming out of his mouth was a sharp double-edged sword. His face was like the sun, shining in all its brilliance.
他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。
So what's in Jesus' hand?
他手里拿着什么？
Seven stars.
七个星。
Theologians tell us these seven stars represent the church.
And 这边讲说七个星呢，学者是说是表示是教会。
The 5C church.
我们的教会。
The Slow Naz church.
And Slow Naz 的教会。
The churches in our community.
在这个整个社区里面所有的教会。
The churches throughout the entire world.
在这个整个世界上的教会。
Those of us that are faithful Christian godly believers.
And 当我们愿意在神面前忠心的跟从神的时候。
Right in his hand.
在我们的手里面，在他的手里。
I think we're going to be okay.
我相信我们会没问题的。
Even though hard things in life happen.
当然是就有的时候在我们生命会有些困难。
People die.
有人过世。
We get sick.
我们有时候会生病。
I have to floss my teeth.
我有时候还是要弄我的牙齿。
And I have to pay taxes.
我还是要付税。
Who has envelope number one?
谁有第一个信封?
Will you rise?
请你起立。
All right, open up that, Hong, and tell us what's in there, and show the group what's in there.
好，曹宏，请你打开。
What is that? Okay, show everybody so they can see it. It's a book of matches.
And 是一个一包火柴。
Okay, great job. You can sit down. This is my sermon, not yours.
Okay.
Matches.Common, everyday, what can you do with matches?
And 火柴是一个非常普通的一样东西，你能用火柴做什么？
Yeah, I heard it. That's what I used to do when I was a little boy. You could use those matches to burn this building to the ground.
And 你可以用这小小的火柴可以把整个建筑都烧掉。
You could use it for destructive means.
你可以用来毁灭。
Or you could go camping with a friend and light a campfire.
但也许你可以跟别人一起去camping 是露营，然后就
yeah, 露营。
然后再把火烧起来。
And you could read scripture by the campfire and sing songs.
也许你就在那个萤火旁边，然后咱们一起唱诗歌。
God can do beautiful things through those matches.
神可以用这个火柴做非常美好的事情。
If we're willing and we surrender.
当我们愿意顺服的时候。
Okay, who has envelope number two?
Stand up for us. 谁有第二个信封？
Roger.
Welcome back, Roger.
Welcome back, Roger. What do you have in there, Roger? Hold it. Oh.Okay, count it out. $9.
这边有九块钱。
Okay, have a seat. There's no more money. It's just $9.
只有九块钱。
What can Roger do with those $9?
And Roger 可以用这九块钱做什么呢？
He could go to In-N-Out.
他可能可以 In-N-Out 买他的那个汉
堡。Instead of having lunch with us today.
他可以不需要跟我们一起吃午
餐。And he'd get a double-double and the French fries and a malt.
他可以买双份的那个汉堡。
It's okay.
这可以的。
But what else could he do with those $9?
他可以用那九块钱还做什么呢？
He could donate it.
他可以奉献。
He could buy you In-N-Out.
他可以为我们买一个 In-N-Out 的汉堡。
He could find somebody downtown that needs a meal.
他可能在 downtown 可以找一个需要有这个钱的人。
He could send it to his favorite ministry.
他肯定可以奉献在他想要一些事工里面。
How much did God do through two fish and some bread?
我们想想看，我们在这个神在五饼二鱼上做了什么事情
？How much could he do through that $9?
那他可以用这九块钱做什么
？If you invested in the correct stock,
如果说你在这个投资上面是对的话
，It's incredible what the Lord can do through common everyday things that He puts in our hands.
就像在我们普通在手里面，神可以用我们普通的事情做很奇妙的事情。
Now.The person with the third envelope is really excited right now.
Oh, 我想第三个拿信封的一定非常兴奋。
Would you stand up, sir, and show us what's in your envelope?
请你站起来。
And show the group. It's a pen.
是一支笔。
Not only is it a pen, but it's a Slow Naz Church of the Nazarene pen.
不但只是一支笔，还是 Nazarene Church 他们特别做的笔。
Now, what could we do with that pen that would be not good?They say it's mightier than the sword, and it is.
所以有的时候这个笔写出来东西是真的是非常有能力的。
What if he used that pen and he wrote you a note that said that you're ugly and you're not very smart?
如果他用这支笔来写一封信给你说你是非常丑并且是非常笨。
Would that hurt?
但会对你来说是很大的伤害。
Proverbs 18:21 says the tongue has the power of life and death.
我们在那个传道书里面箴言里面讲到说生死在舌头的权下。
That means the words that we speak and the words that we write have power of life and death.
不但是我们讲的话跟我们写的字都非常有能力的。
If I preach 100 times and one person says I don't like that sermon.
如果当我在跟你讲到100次只有一个他说我不喜欢。
That's what I remember.
我会记得那个他讲的那一个他不喜欢。
Do you have any of that in your life where some one little comment they say and that's what you remember?
有的时候你会在你的生命会不会这样经历有人只讲一次一个的你就记得那个不好的。
What's something great that could be done for the kingdom with that pen?
如果我们在想来我们用这支笔可以在神的国度做什么好的事情。
When was the last time you got a handwritten note of encouragement in the mail?
你上一次什么时候是你收到有人在写一封信给你去鼓励你的
How much does a stamp cost today?
现在邮票多少钱
Is it 35 cents or I don't even know?
是不是三毛
It's 40 cents. $1. For that, even if it was $1.
就算如果是一块钱的话
You could take that pen and write a note of encouragement to somebody.
但是呢你可以用那支笔去鼓励一个人。
Pretty sure it would make their day.
我相信让那个人会非常的开心。
What did God give us through writing?
但神在他的写下的东西给我们什么
？That's how much He loves us. He took the time to write it down because He knows I'll forget.
And 真的是这我们是非常有福气的，真的他把这些话都写下来给我们。
So whether it's the matches, the money, or the pen, it's really about surrender. It's what's in our hand, but how do we surrender it to God?
我们不但是火柴是钱，或者甚至最后的是看到那支笔，神是不是用我们，我们愿意把它顺服在神面前。
So when I started out, I asked you, what's in your hand and what's in your pocket?
And so 当我一开始问你说你的手里面什么，你的口袋里是什么？
And you, we might not think that there's really anything important in our pockets or in our hand.
And 也许我们觉得在我们手跟口袋里没有什么重要的东西。
But throughout scripture, I just read several books throughout scripture from Genesis to Revelation.
And 当我们刚才分享从创世纪到启示录。
And God can do amazing things through common everyday things.
神可以用非常平凡普通的人做奇妙的事情。
It's all about surrender.
And 就是看我们愿不愿意顺服。
I'm going to pause my sermon. I believe Anna's going to come up and share her testimony, and then we're going to have announcements, and then I'll come back up for a closing. Keep an eye on that, though.
好，所以现在我暂时要停住，然后我们有 Anna 姐妹会跟我们来做见证，然后完了后我们有报告，然后我再来做结束。一个歧路
and we were headed for divorce.
我们那个时候差不多要离婚了
and there was a godly woman in our life.
And 但是有一个非常爱主的一个妇女在我们的生命里面
Everyone called her Aunt Gina.
我们他们叫 Aunt Gina 这个阿姨
And Aunt Gina pulled me aside one day and said,
And 这个 Gina 阿姨有一天把我带到一边跟我说
I see a time in the future where your pastor and your wife is singing theAnd playing the piano in church.
我可以看到有一天将来你会成为牧师，然后你的妻子会在那边唱诗歌。
That was impossible.
这是不可能的事情。
There is no way that could happen.
这没有可能会发生。
My wife and I came back together.
后来我跟我的妻子我们俩和好。
With a broken marriage.
And 但是我们的婚姻是非常破碎的。
And we surrendered ourselves and our marriage to God.
但是我们完全把我们自己跟我们的婚姻降服在神的手里。
And God took that shattered, broken marriage and made something beautiful out of it.
And 神用这一个破碎的一个婚姻成为一个美好。
Sometimes surrender is not just a matter of what's in our hand and allowing God to use it.
And 有的时候我们顺服不是只是在我们的手里面让来使神使用。
Sometimes it's something that's in our heart or our mind that we need to let go.
有时在我们的头脑里面，是在我们的心里面，要让神来使用。
It could be something like jealousy or envy.
And 有的时候也许是一些嫉妒。
It could be hate.
有的时候可能是恨。
Maybe you despise somebody.
有的时候你对人不喜欢。
Maybe there's something dark in you and you need to surrender it.
And 有的时候你里面的黑啊，你需要把它顺服下来。
The God we serve can take that bitterness and that anger and that darkness.
And 神可以把这样黑暗、这些嫉妒、这些不好的东西，成为美好的事情。
And He can turn it into something beautiful for His kingdom.
And 它可以成为在他的国度里成为一个很美好的事情。
For His glory.
是为了他的荣耀。
Not for our glory.
And 不是为我们自己的荣耀。
So friends, when I ask you what's in your hand,
就我今天问你，你手里面有什么东西？
All I'm asking you to do is surrender it to God.
我唯一就是要求你的，就是你愿意在神面前降服下来。
Out of holy reverence, just like Noah did.
And 就像挪亚知道神要做的，这样顺服下来。
And then stand back and be in awe of what God can do with
us. And 真的往后退走一步，看到神所能做奇妙的事情。
Let me close in prayer, and I know we won't be leaving right after the time of prayer.
And 让我们一起来做一个结束祷告，虽然我们不会马上就离开这里。
Lord Jesus, we come before you.
And 亲爱主耶稣，我们来到谦卑的来到你面前。
God, some of us have empty hands. We have nothing to offer.
有的时候我们说我们自己手里面什么东西都没有。
Some of us have some things you've put in our hand, but we've been holding onto them too tight.
And 但有时候你把一些东西放在我们手里面，但是我们是紧紧的抓住。
And we need to let go and let you do something with them.
我们真的愿意要把它放手，然后让你来使用。
We open our mind and our heart and our spirit to you, God.
我们把我们的心，把我们头脑跟打开。
And we say those simple words, "I surrender."
我们就这样讲一个非常简单的，我愿意降服在你面前。
I can't, but you can.
虽然我做不到，但你做得到。
You are God, and I am not.
你是神，我不是。
I love you, and I serve you.
And 我爱你，我愿意来侍奉你。
And we pray in the name of Jesus.
我们要祷告祈求奉主耶稣圣名。
God's people said, Amen.
Amen.